Fishing Meditation. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Fishing Meditation. I remember so well my father's experiences at Eagle Springs Lake in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He loved to go out to the lake, and he liked to go out and fish. And he'd come home from work. It was a half-hour drive to come out to the cottage. And he'd come home from work, and he was building houses and doing all those good things. And the first thing he'd do, he'd just grab his fishing pole, and he'd grab his can of worms, and he'd jump in the tin war boat that he had built. It was a wonderful boat that he had made. And he paddled out to the middle of the lake. Sometimes he'd take the motor, but most of the time he'd just oar out to the middle of the lake. And as he did this, he was peaceful. He often invited us children to come along, but we were too noisy for him because we couldn't stop talking. What someone like me might call meditation or reflection or even prayer, my dad simply calls fishing. Imagine how people would react if on a warm day in the summer, when the grass needed to be cut or the leaves needed to be cleared out of the gutters, we say we're going to go down to the lake to stare or meditate or pray. They would think we were out of our gourd. They would think we are either slackers or we are a little out of our minds. But if instead we pulled out an expensive, perfectly balanced, lightweight fishing rod and a reel and some exotic lures and announced that we were going down to go fishing, people would quickly admire us for being so well-rounded and for having such a wholesome hobby. Yes, how much people don't realize that every fisherman is a meditator. A fisherman goes out and he meditates. Yes, perhaps he meditates on fish. He says, now, in this area are these kind of fish, and in this area I need this lure, I need this type of a fishing pole to capture these fish. And then, as soon as he establishes himself on his beachhead, in his boat or on the pier or at the shore, wherever he may be, as soon as he's done setting himself up, he waits, and he waits patiently, and he hears the water as it ripples by the boat. He hears the water as it's splashing by fish jumping out here and there. He feels the breeze gently touching on his hair. He feels peaceful. He feels calm. He feels balanced. Now, fishermen from time beginning, we think, are going out to get the supper. They're going out to get fish so we can eat. And we think that they're going to go out and get these fish so that we can eat because they know that we like fish to eat. And the only way to get these fish is to fish and catch them. Or we can buy them at the shop. But to fish and catch them is the most noble thing from many people's point of view. But think about it. You go out and you fish. Even the grand fishermen who are out fishing for large numbers of fish with a great net and so forth, there are much times of stillness. There are many moments of quietness. There are many moments when nothing's happening. When the fish are gathering around the net and filling the net, and you sense it and you know it. But while you're doing this, you're thinking happy thoughts for yourself. You're thinking peaceful thoughts for yourself. Fishermen, by and large, are peaceful people. They are thoughtful people. They are people who have put aside the worries and the cares of everyday life, and they have just decided that they're going to be themselves and have fun. They're just going to relax. Now, few there are who would contest a fisherman going fishing. Because The word going fishing means by itself, we're going to catch the dinner. We're going to get some fish to eat. We're going to go and bring in some fish. Now, is this a noble and a wonderful thing? Well, by itself, no. Because we really don't need fish to eat. We really don't need animals to eat. We have plenty of vegetables. We have plenty of wonderful other things to eat that do not take the life of a living creature. But then, when we think about it, vegetables are living creatures too. We may not understand them. We may not understand how they work and whether they have a mind or whether they have a thoughtfulness about them. But they're living creatures. Everything's a living creature. So, when we go fishing, are we fishing for fish? Often my dad would come home from fishing and have no fish. He'd often come home from maybe 2 or 3 hours of sitting out on the lake after he'd had a very busy day at the work with many problems and many circumstances that needed his attention as the boss. And he sat in his boat and he was fishing. And he was peaceful. And as he was peaceful sitting in the boat, many beautiful thoughts were coming into his mind. Many beautiful ideas were flowing into his consciousness, and he was feeling just wonderful. He would come back from fishing, in time for supper, of course, or whatever. Presumably, he'd bring home the supper, bring home the fish to eat, but oftentimes not. So he'd come home from his fishing trip. He'd row back into our pier and tie up his boat. And then he'd come into the house and he'd get cleaned up and he'd say, "Okay, what's for dinner?" Well, we knew it wasn't fish, unless it was fish he had caught at another time and we salted them and put them in the refrigerator. But we knew it wasn't fish. And so we would sit down and have whatever it was. I do not remember, basically, the meals that we had as children. I do not remember the meals that we had as young adults in our family. I do not remember the meals that I have as I travel the world. All I remember are the wonderful adventures of sharing with the people that sat at my table, that I sat at their table, that we sat together at mealtime. And as we sat together at mealtime, we were often in a state of meditation. Well, we'd say, "What did you do today? What wonderful things happened in your life today?" And if you hadn't thought of it already, you're caused to think on what wonderful things happened today. And as you think on these wonderful things that happened today, you're thinking good thoughts. You're thinking beneficial thoughts. You're thinking thoughts that came to a ripe conclusion for you. And your fishing meditation, seeking from your day's experience some activity that you had done. What have you accomplished today? What did you do? What wonderful things happened in your life today? And as we think about these things, as we meditate on these things, as we activate on these things in our life, wonderful things happen to us because we have set a cause in motion. We have set a program in motion to decide what are our values. And when we can meditate, a fishing meditation is a wonderful way to do it. But when we can meditate over virtually nothing and just let our mind be, as we meditate over nothing and let our mind be, wonderful thoughts come into our thinking. Wonderful thoughts come into our thought system and we say, We look differently at the day that just passed. We look differently at the things that are on our mind. We look differently at what is coming up tomorrow, and we say all is in balance, all is in harmony. And we see everyone cooperating in a most marvelous way. We see everyone cooperating in a thoughtful, peaceful, joyous way. And as we see this, we think to ourselves, how grand it is. How grand it is. And yes, that's just what it is. How grand it is. Our fishing meditation may have no fish involved in it. In fact, most of our meditations don't have any fish involved in it. But what are we catching while we're meditating? And truly, we are catching something. What we are catching while we are meditating is we are catching peaceful thoughts. We are catching balance and right action. We are catching harmony. We are catching joy. We're catching all that is good. And as we're catching all that is good, everything in our life functions in its most beautiful way. Do you want to go fishing? Yeah, let's go fishing with my dad. All the experiences that all of us five kids had fishing with my dad. We didn't really learn how to fish, but we learned how to be quiet. We learned how to not disturb the fish so that the fish could come by and find our bait. We learned that if we wanted to get something beneficial out of life, it took quietness and peace. It took quietness and peace for the good that we want to make itself known to us and reveal itself in our world and be the happy circumstance that we are. A fishing meditation is a wonderful thing. It's something you can do at a lake, in your easy chair, on a park bench, under a tree, out in the field, at the library while you are presumably reading, in the quietness, where you won't be disturbed because people think you're doing one thing and you shouldn't be disturbed. And there you can meditate your heart's delight and have beautiful things all come to right in your world. A fishing meditation is a good way to start. Consider how you would do it to make your life a glorious, wonderful experience now. I personally delight in fishing meditations all the time, and I find them to be fulfilling, rewarding, uplifting, magnificent. And in a peaceful, joyful way, I teach others how to do that too, how to experience that, know that. And they do. And they do. Whether with me or alone. The world basically is meditating and doing their fishing meditation every time they're quiet. Join them and have the benefit of this wonderful adventure. Know that I love you. I see you balanced, harmonious, and happy right now.